Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 12. Says the Mishnah, Marzir in Tzira Tachtoim in Mikdash, one may put back in a hinge, the lower hinge of a door in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, because as long as the upper hinge is in, the door is still hanging. And the whole prohibition of putting the lower hinge is only Drabbanan, it's only Rabbinic. And since it's in the Beis HaMikdash, we learned previously, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, that Rabbinic prohibitions don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't apply in the temple. Avaloba Medina, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's prohibited for a person to even return the lower hinge. Perhaps the person will come to nail it in or strengthen it somehow, and that's a biblical prohibition. The Elyon, however, if let's say the upper hinge becomes detached, and this because of that the door is falling out, Kan v'kan usur, whether one is in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, whether one is in the rest of Eretz Yisrael outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's prohibited on Shabbos, because we view that as binyan, as constructing, which is a Torah prohibition. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Ha'elyon ba'mikdash. Even if the upper hinge became disattached, it's permissible to put it in the Beis HaMikdash, because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that on kelim, on vessels, or on objects, such as a hinge or a door, the halacha is, this is talking about, let's say, on a cabinet, halacha is that there is no prohibition of binyan, or construction, with kelim, with vessels. And the whole prohibition of putting back a hinge, even the upper hinge, is only Drabbanan, is only Rabbinic, and the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make that decree. V'atachton, and the lower one, that's prohibited, says in the says Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'medina. If let's say the lower hinge becomes disattached, since the door is still attached by the upper hinge, the halacha is that it's permissible for a person to put that back on Shabbos. Let's see Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mishnah 13, again, discussing the difference between the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash. It says, the Mishnah Marzir in Ritiyah Ba'Mikdash, a Kohen who had a wound on his hand, and he put a bandage with some type of cream or ointment, and on Shabbos he has to take it off, because halacha is that you can't do avoda, you can't do service in the Beis HaMikdash if there's something separating between your hand or your leg and the floor or the object that you're touching. So halacha is, he is allowed to remove it, and then, after he finishes doing the avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to put it back on, because we say that if we're not going to permit him to put it back on, he's not going to do the avoda. He's not going to want to do the service. Avaloba Medina, but outside of Beis HaMikdash, it's prohibited for a person to put back on a bandage. And the reason for that is because we're scared maybe he'll come to smear on ointments. And smearing is a prohibition. It's one of the avos melachos called mimareach, and that is prohibited biblically on Shabbos. Imbatchila, let's say a person comes to initially put on a bandage on his wound on Shabbos, kan v'kan aser, then even prohibited in the Beis HaMikdash, not only outside, but even in the Beis HaMikdash. The main reason for that is because putting on that bandage doesn't infect or impact, really has nothing to do with his service in the Beis HaMikdash. Koshrin nima ba'mikdash. One may restring a harp or an instrument in the Beis HaMikdash if it snaps. Avalo ba'medina, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's prohibited to do it on Shabbos. However, let's say a person wants to string an instrument initially, that means it didn't snap. For some reason, he didn't put it on, or he never used it before. Or then it's even prohibited in the Beis HaMikdash, because you should have done it before Shabbos. Lastly, says the Mishnah, a Kohen that has some type of growth, a wart, for example, on his hand. Halach is he can't do avoda, he can't do service in the Beis HaMikdash. The halach is permitted to cut it off on Shabbos, but he has to do it in an abnormal fashion. He can't do it in a regular fashion. Avaloba Medina, but it's prohibited to do that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even with a shino, even if one does it in an abnormal fashion. And the reason for that is because we're scared maybe the person will cut it off in a normal fashion. And that is prohibited. But if, let's say, a person wants to cut it off using a knife or a scalpel or something like that, then even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's prohibited, because that's considered an absolute direct melacha. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming day and an excellent rest of your week.